Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The 2018 NFL season is upon us, and it's time for our sixth annual Tiki and Tierney Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Green Bay Packers, third in the NFC North. For the first time since 2008, the Packers missed the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers playing in just seven games certainly didn't help.
I know my role, and that's to play quarterback the best that I can, and the team is going to try and put the right guys in place, the right coaches in place, the right players in place, and you just have to trust the process. This process works.
With their QB now healthy, the Pack again poised to make a push for the NFC North crown. But with Jordy Nelson in Oakland, will A-Rod have enough weapons to make up for a defense that was 14th in points allowed in the NFC last season?
Let's get some answers, and we go to a good friend of the show, four-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro, Super Bowl 31 champ. He is Leroy Butler, former Packer defensive back, invented the old Lambeau leap, and he's been with us before, and he's back. What's happening, Leroy? How are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. What's going on?
We are good, man. You don't call him A-Rod, do you? You got to at least make it like A-Rodge. You can't make it like A-Rod, right? It's not A-Rod.
It's not too original.
We just say Aaron.
Yeah, okay.
And once you're dating J-Lo, you own A-Rod, okay?
That's true. That's a great point.
Man, you don't want to give that up
That's
either.
That's a great point. It has nothing to do with his baseball acumen or talents.
Man, she looks good.
She's amazing.
She really does look good.
She's older than us, I think.
She is.
She's amazing.
She looks good.
Let's get down to the Packers. Yeah.
We could just say she looks good for the next 8 minutes, Leroy. You
J-Lo
know what I mean?
J-Lo looks good. J-Lo looks good.
Just change the inflection. She looks good. She looks good. Yeah.
I was going to comment on who Aaron was dating.
Why not like milk?
That's true. That's right.
Hey, Leroy, we all know what happened last season, and it was disappointing. Aaron got hurt, and the backups didn't pick up the slack, and it just so disappointing. The season off season happens. Jordy Nelson gets shipped away. There's some changes that go on in the front office. It feels like there's a reset in place going on in Green Bay. But the question is, does it have the desired effect going forward? What's the prevailing thought of Packer fans around this team after all the things that have happened?
Well, here's the good news. With the fans, they think you're going to the Super Bowl every year.
I mean, good point.
They were in the 70s and the 80s when they weren't very good. It still was sold out. And you still can't get a ticket for 20 years. So you're set there. But the thing about it, it's the people that play like fantasy football, the expectation of them going to winning 10 or 11 games every year, they were very disappointed because what does Aaron Rodgers have to do with tackling? If he goes down, I get it, but he's still supposed to tackle.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing that people got frustrated with. That's why Don Capers' system, people thought, maybe he's coached them to the limit and they needed to make a change, and that's why they thought they're petty.
Yeah.
Where right now is Jimmy Graham in terms of the gas tank? We know it's not full because he's 31, but where is he? I mean, what are you seeing? How bouncy does he look?
65 catches, 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns in the bag.
Oh.
In the bag.
So he looks good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And to be fair, let's be fair. When he went to Seattle, they didn't know how to use him.
No, you're right.
I mean, all you got to do is look at some film, what they did in New Orleans, and use him that way.
Yep.
When he's very productive. But, you know, Seattle got a little too cute, using him as a decoy. Well, when you play with Aaron Rodgers, you're getting the football. I mean, you can look at every tight end that we've always brought in. We've always tried to get the ball down them. Now, we also had a tight end that we had to ship away. That's a little bit different. Now, that's a little different, and I don't even want to go into that. But we would like to have a tight end, especially when you get rid of Jordy Nelson, that always brought in 10 touchdowns. You have to have somebody down the middle of the field. That's the only way Devontae Adams is going to put up big numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Talking to Leroy Butler, Tiki and Tierney's sixth annual Two-A-Days. The Packers on the radar right now, looking good. CBS Sports Radio.
Leroy, let's jump to the other side of the team, the defense side you should be more focused on because that was your forte, but they bring in a guy who we know intimately here because he was with the Jets and he was good for a couple years, and Muhammad Wilkerson. Is this chain of scenery, is it going to be good for him? Because he was so dominant for a couple of years, then it felt like he got lazy or just uninterested, and it fell apart. And it feels like, at least watching him on social media, that he's more engaged. What's he look like so far?
Well, the thing about it, when you play in New York, you play in the ocean. When you play in Green Bay, you play in a fishbowl.
Hmm.
So you really don't have to cover a lot of your blind spots.
Yeah.
Just be yourself, and we accept you. There's no need to even worry about, like, TMZ or anything like that following you. We don't even have that in Wisconsin. Just play football. That's why a one-year deal for the money that they paid him is what we want is leadership. You know, because when you have leadership and teaching so many young guys how to play the game of football. And the good thing about going to a new team, Tiki, is you get a clean slate.
Yeah.
You get a new canvas. You can paint your own narrative and do it that way. We don't even bring up what happened in New York. We just want him to get in where he fits in, and we'll take whatever he gives us.
How much does Clay Matthews have left?
You know, now, that's a good question.
Not as much as Jimmy Graham, I'll tell you that.
That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see Matthews a lot of spot duty, obvious passing downs, especially in the fourth quarter. They're going to try to keep him fresh,
mm-hmm.
and they just got to keep him away from some of the violent hits that he takes, because the guy likes to go through the left tackle, the fullback, and the tailback and try to get a sack, and you can't do that at this point. You got to be spot duty, and that's where I think he'll be really good at.
Leroy, I wanted to run something by you. I don't know how much you follow, like, you know, Vegas odds and all that stuff, but you can pretty much get odds on anything.
Yeah, I don't bet.
No, I got you. I'll simplify.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we'll do it for you.
Exactly.
Don't worry. Just tell the Packers to cover when I take the over, all right?
Right.
The Vegas odds, and this is really interesting, that the Packers have been identified as the favorite. They're plus 300. Those who gamble know what that means. Mm-hmm. Plus 300 to land Khalil Mack.
Mm.
Now, listen, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but Vegas wouldn't put that out there with the option to bet without some sort of intel. That's just how they operate, and just trust me on that. Like, they know what they're doing.
Those guys who put that out, they don't play football, first of all.
Yeah.
True.
For some reason, they don't build those damn hotels out there for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let's keep it in perspective. The Green Bay Packers made some trades, so now they have two first-round picks next year. Who's the team that has two first-round picks maybe in the 20s? The Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Who can probably fit under the cap of Aaron Rodgers' deal that hasn't been signed yet, because they may be making a move on a guy like Khalil Mack. But if you make that move, the Randall Cobb, the Matthews, those guys may have to be waived or signed for a lesser deal, because the guy wants $22 million. So that's what's holding up a lot of these talks. But the two first-round picks, we'll give that up for him all day. He's a difference changer, almost like when we brought in Reggie White. The guy makes everybody better.
Oh, yeah. And let's face it, I mean, Reggie McKenzie's got Packer roots. He's running the Raiders now. Jordy Nelson, there was already that trade in the offseason. I mean, that connection in the offseason.
Yeah.
So there's a little smoke with Khalil Mack, and I wanted to run it by you.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, it'd be amazing if it happened for Green Bay's standpoint, because the defense has always lagged here behind, you know, Aaron in the offense. We only have about a minute and a half here, Leroy, but important question, because this division has seemed to have, at least perceptually, maybe from us sitting on the side of the glass and the side of the mic, shifted towards the Vikings. Right, because of how good their defense is. They now have Kirk Cousins. They have two of the best wide receivers in football. I mean, does it feel in Green Bay that even though you still have Aaron, that you're chasing now a big dog?
I think that's a very good question, because, you know, the Green Bay Packers for a decade has been dominating this division.
Yep.
If somebody was fair and looked at it pound for pound, the Vikings may have the best team in football.
Yeah.
And they need a quarterback. Even with a quarterback that some think that was average, but he played great, they could have got to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The defense is outstanding. But for some reason, they just can't win the big game. So they bring in a quarterback who's not there to lead them to championships. He's just there to put up gaudy numbers with a defense that's going to get a lot of turnovers. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. They're going to be the first defense maybe taken in a lot of these fantasy drafts over Jacksonville. So the Packers understand that, though. And they're not going to give away anything cheap. But at the same time, that's the team you have to watch in this division.
Hey, 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds. 11 wins get it done for the NFC North or 12?
I'm going to say 10.
10?
Wow.
Okay.
A little bit of attrition against
all
each
right.
other. It sounds
all
right.
All right. He's our guy, Mr. Packer. Well, behind, you know, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers.
Hey,
Mr. Packer,
hey, man.
Leroy Butler.
You be nice to me.
Hey. Always nice to you, brother. You're a friend of the show, man.
You're the man in our book.
Thank you very much, Leroy. We'll talk to you down the road for sure.
We don't care about them quarterbacks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.